With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
So imagine this.
It's just
a grand piano.
Yep.
It sounds exactly like this.
I know where you're going, brother.
The sheet raises.
Keep taking me.
And it's me. In the wig.
I thought it's the grand piano sounds the same. They raise the curtain, and there's a grand piano with nobody there. They raise another curtain, and you're behind the curtain, and you're playing John Lennon. It'd be a series of curtains.
What's happening right
kid.
Now?
How many curtains can we open before Dave Glover pops out?
Am I the only one who's seen the movie Green Book?
I've not seen it.
So the big deal was everyone was pissed when it beat Black Klansman, and it's just like, what did someone say? It was the feel-good race movie of the year kind of thing.
Right,
and I think even on the show I said, how dare people say that? What a bunch of crap. And then I saw it.
Yeah.
Not far off.
But it is. It's based on a true story.
Yes.
So there's that.
Yes. You know. It just has a real, it is like a super, super nice, well-produced Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. Hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Had it not won Best Picture, I would have really enjoyed it. But there's no way I can get past that.
Yeah.
There's no way I can get past the Academy saying this is the best film made all year.
Yeah.
Because you go into it like, this is the best thing I'm going to see all year. And it was just a good movie.
Yeah.
I think they often get Best Picture wrong. Wasn't it The Shape of Water last year?
Yes.
And I loved the film, but I don't think the greatest one.
I've been watching that on cable or TV or the box, whatever I have in my house. And honest to God, the first time I saw like this fish guy, and I'm like, really? Come on. I mean, it looked like a costume from Six Flags or something, for God's sakes, you know? And then she's putting music on, and the fish is like, making this. I'm sorry.
He ate eggs.
Yeah,
he ate something else, too.
It just seemed
easy, sister.
Yeah. It just, wow.
No man. Kidding.
You know what?
Should I believe that?
She's taking it out for a ride now that you're leaving.
I'm thinking at this point that it's maybe good that I am getting the hell out of here because this is getting a little blue over here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't work blue. You probably know
no,
that.
No, that's why you're leaving.
No, not at all.
47 no. years. And
he'll eat an egg out of Taliban's mouth, but he will not stand for.
No, it's just some of that risque stuff that you talked about.
My other thing is, Guillermo del Toro, the director,
yeah.
I'm just not a fan of his style.
What did he win before? Did the fish movie won, and then did he win the year before?
I think he was
before?
The same guy.
Yeah, didn't he win like two in a row?
I think we're getting him mixed up with someone else. I don't know.
He did
Pan's Labyrinth, which was great, but then it's like you're using the same
did they eat
gothic
eggs in
color.
That?
No. I don't know. I'm over it. I didn't think it was the greatest film of 2017, but it won. So
what's the one they screwed 2 years ago when they read the wrong
name?
They
said La La Land won Best Picture, but Moonlight actually won Best Picture.
That's it.
I didn't see either.
I haven't seen Moonlight. La La Land was great.
Yeah. I saw it.
Why I didn't see it? Because everyone loved it.
La La Land?
Yeah.
You would hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It just bugs me.
You're a curmudgeon. You wouldn't have liked it.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I mean, when they're getting out of their cars in a highway
dancing. What crawled up your butt?
And I'm just telling you, I don't think you would like the movie.
Oh, I agree.
Because I'm a curmudgeon.
Same thing crawled
up
my butt.
It's a musical.
So, yeah.
I like musicals. I live for musicals.
What's your favorite musical?
I would like to do this as a musical.
Yes, really. TGS live on stage.
Goodbye, Mark.
Get out, you loser.
I hate every chimpanzee.
We just pulled certain. Where did that song come from? Ah, never mind. Really? Yep. Speaking of leaving, and I mentioned it over the beginning of the show.
We get it. You're leaving.
I know. You know when?
You just like saying it.
Thank you. It feels so good. Thank you for everybody for the incredible response. It's been overwhelming, and that means a ton to me. But as we said from day one, I'm not crawling off and dying in a shell somewhere.
That you're planning on.
Not in a shell.
Yeah, not in a shell. I don't know if I was in a shell, but I am.
What if you had a shell? That'd be really cool.
Does he live in a house? No, he's got a shell. He goes, crawls into a shell.
If he went to touch him, he like recoiled.
But I will, I'm going to end up doing something part-time. Like I said, I'm still kicking around medical school. That might be something. So at this point, we'll see what happens.
That would be awesome.
Wouldn't that be?
That's a sitcom right there.
I just, well, then.
They would think one of the medical cadavers came to life. Just,
look at his feet. Oh, for the love of God.
And he obviously died of some, oh, God! And he's a classmate.
Some of the response has been coming in from our listeners is like, you know, he's leaving because he's going to get a foot transplant. Very funny.
They're very funny.
Yeah. Oh, they're very, you know.
Maybe they should replace you.
I was going to say.
We'll just replace Mark with Twitter. Twitter, what do you think?
They're, you know, there'd be a lot of material to work with. No doubt about that. So
I want to do actually, speaking of Twitter. So yesterday around this time, we went on our long rant about why do you guys have to be so mean?
Yeah.
Mike on Twitter earlier today tweeted at me and was like, Rachel, for every negative comment you get 1,000 more positive comments. And
shut up, Mike.
He's so right.
Absolutely.
And I tweeted back at him and I was like, thank you for the reminder because you just get hung up on the bad stuff. But in general, as a rule, our audience is so nice and so just they are funny and they're kind and they're positive and they're always reaching out. Like every day I get a dozen, if not more, tweets just talking about how much they love the show. So we're very, very, very fortunate. And I'm not going to keep harping on this handful of negative people because who cares? Look at all the people who support what we
people
do.
People in
so
general
amazing.
And performers in particular always see the bad.
Of course
they
do.
I'll never forget one of the first times, it wasn't an official stand-up, but I was giving a speech, I was being paid for it, maybe 100 people there, and I was on. I had them in the palm of my hand. And there's this one guy, kind of an older guy in the front, who looked like one of the old guys in the Muppets. He was a stone face. I couldn't get my mind off him. I just kept looking at him, trying different things. I never moved him. After the thing, he comes up and he's like, Dave, such a giant fan. That was great.
Yep.
Like, you
don't even know.
Yeah, son of a bitch.
Well, smile next time, would you? Wow.
Speaking of giving speeches and stuff, Dave, your Lincoln Day dinner for Madison County is on April 3rd. It's coming up soon.
Get out!
It is.
I never agreed to that.
It's at Bluff City Grill in downtown Alton, Wednesday, April 3rd from 5:30 to 9 p.m.
I can't talk that long.
You can get tickets at eventbrite.com. I'll post a link on the Facebook for easy access if anyone's interested.
What's my fee for that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So what,
we're still negotiating.
I think it's free.
You just keep
booking. I told them 10 grand. We'll see if they
All you can do is turn you down.
Maybe I'll get a free meal.
Great. At the end of it, they give you a bill. You just kind of keep booking stuff during the show. Is that how? I didn't know we could do that. I mean, you're not here. I mean, what, last one is you?
No.
Dave's going to speak at like 7.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The dinner starts at 5:30.
You know, Alton takes a couple hours.
Absolutely.
Also, Mark, you're not even going to be on the show.
Yeah,
so
what do you care?
How about you get off our back?
Hey, almost 10 years and I didn't get to leave early.
Okay. All right.
That's where you want to go.
What are you going to do tomorrow at 5? Leave, because it's the think tank.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, we should make him be on it next week.
Just him.
One.
Make him.
All right, counterpoint, Mark.
Back and forth.
We'll call it the dink tank.
Dink tank. Boy, that'd be good.
Get it?
Yeah.
Let me tell you this.
Can we tell the story from The Office?
It's the best. So I go to my world-famous Schnucks store to go to the salad bar. Last time I was there, I saw Zach, our buddy.
Get out!
Zach from Schnucks, Watermelon Zach.
They make him work the salad bar?
Yeah, basically, things hadn't exactly panned out the way he'd hoped.
He might be over-exaggerating his position to the show.
He was actually getting carts in the parking lot. It was kind of sad and it was raining. So I get like, they have fried chicken. Mm-hmm. We went through this whole thing before.
Okay.
And I know, Rachel, that you think roasters are chickens that are on their, kind of like me, on their
what
last
did she
leg.
Say?
They're the like roasters are the chickens that are chicken
or something. Or,
the deli's about to throw out the chicken, but they can throw them on the rotisserie and sell them for
mad
cheap.
Oh, Tony's mom and Schnucks got.
Everybody's like, what a dumb thing. Anyway.
Well, prove me wrong.
So I go to the salad bar, and I get some of this cut-up chicken, and I get, it's the fake crab.
Yeah,
and
imitation crab.
Imitation crab. And it's. And I'm sure it's basically they take like every kind of fish you can think of, including carp and, you know, and grind
it
up.
Exactly, doing a live for Schnucks here, Mark.
Yeah, no. That's everybody's served. You can buy it anywhere, and it's delicious. I like it. So they put all the fish together.
Gutter fish.
And then they put a little red into it to make it look like crab.
Yeah.
So I had a little carton of it, and I'm sitting there eating it in our office earlier today.
All right, go ahead. Then, I'm about to blow this out of the water. So
and then Rachel walks over, and she goes, "Is that red chicken?" And I said, "I'm sorry." And she goes, "Red chicken." And I go, "Why, no. No, it's not. No, that's exactly what you said." She goes,
and she said it like red chicken's a thing.
Yeah, like, you know, I didn't know they were known for their red chicken.
I'll tell you guys exactly what happened. Mark has a carton of fried chicken chunks and then this red stuff. And I said, "What is that red chicken?" I thought it was buffalo chicken because no one in their right mind would mix in imitation crab with a bunch of chunk chicken.
It was in the same container?
It was in the same container. I have a photo. I'll put it on the blog.
Oh, for the love
That's
of
why I
God.
Thought, oh, it's... it must be a buffalo chicken or something. It's dark in there. I was 4 feet away.
Oh, here we go. She was drunk.
I've seen and eaten imitation crab.
She's learned from the master, hasn't she?
Wow, she can lay it out
there. I'm lying in one eye.
I believe Mark was smoking a cigarette in the smoke was
I couldn't
casting
see anything.
A shadow.
I was dazed.
That is kind of gross.
No, what? It's both things.
It's also, it's just kind of a weird lunch. Like, you're just eating chicken chunks and crab meat chunks.
Oh, I must be crazy. What's wrong with that? It's low carb.
And you no, it's fried fine, but just don't act like I'm crazy for assuming it was a buffalo chicken.
Well, I don't know. I've been around 65 years. I've never seen a red chicken that after you cook it. So I'm just saying.
You've never had buffalo chicken?
Buffalo is not red. It's more like orange.
Can I tell the story of the thing you said earlier?
I don't even know what this
Keep
is.
Keep it coming.
You know.
Oh. Okay,
you're going
to
love this.
Go ahead.
You're going to love this.
Sweet.
So Mark's leaving. Don't know if you put that together or not. And so.
He hasn't mentioned it.
A lot of people are reaching out to us to replace you. Many of them in radio. Mm-hmm. One particular gentleman who I will not mention because he didn't say I could, has been off the airwaves for a few months now, and we had lunch with him today, Jeff and I, and I was talking to Rach about it, and she said, "Man, he must really want this job," and I said, "Yeah, it's a great chair, it's a great show, mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people want this job." She goes, "Yeah, but he's flying all the way from Florida," and I said, "He lives in Florida now?" And she goes, "Well, Jeff keeps saying he's on the beach."
I thought he had a place.
I was
down
like,
there.
If I could reach you, I would either pat your head or punch you because that is adorable.
No.
I really thought he was down there, like staying at a condo. Oh. I didn't realize that meant that you were working.
Now, in fairness, I remember I did exactly the same thing. I'd been in the business maybe a year.
Right.
And I heard you professionals talking about someone. You're like, "Well, he's been on the beach for months."
Right.
And I thought, that guy must have saved his money. I mean, if I were unemployed, I wouldn't be on the beach.
Wow.
Do other industries say that?
Oh, that's a universal.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah. I think everybody's, yeah.
Well, now I know.
Yep. But it was great.
He's on the beach eating red chicken.
Yeah.
What a life.
That's where the buffalo chicken on the beach.
I was there for the red chicken. Uh-oh. And I said, "Shut up. Yes. No one talk."
Really? I'm going to be that way now that I'm going to be out with my wife. We're going to be eating dinner somewhere. She's going to say something stupid and talk. No. No, we got to. No, we don't have to say
it.
Go ahead.
Nope. Just live in the moment.
Let's blow it out.
Live and have a good time with it. So
I do love imitation crab, though.
It is.
You know what? It makes. I've had so much imitation crab. When I have real crab, I'm like, this is kind of gamey.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the same way.
I think it's turned.
It's great on salads and stuff.
It's fresh.
And
I don't know.
It's not red at all.
What do you.
So it even tastes like chicken.
Yeah. What is this crap you're serving?
Pardon me, sir.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS brought to you by Red Chicken.
On the beach.
There is a specific kind of fish that that is. I forget what it's called.
Like a, yeah.
But my buddy who used to run Moto Europa, who is also a professional motorcycle racer, worked for a couple of years on one of those like deadliest catch boats.
Yeah.
And that's all they caught.
Wow.
Was this certain kind of fish that they made the imitation crab out of.
Right. The red chicken.
Yep.
Yep. We're in the red chicken boat.
And every time I go to a salad bar, I get it.
Yep.
And I love it. But yep. Then there's always one bite where I'm like,
yeah, not quite
what
sure.
What is this again?
Yeah. Because you can buy it in like a little plastic thing and it's in like logs.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like it when it's torn up.
I like it flaked as well.
Yeah, I'm not a log guy.
My mom still makes crab dip out of it. It's it's so awesome. She just makes it on a dinner plate. So it's a layer of cream cheese, a layer of cocktail sauce,
yes,
and then that crab
yes.
meat. It's so good.
God, that's good eating. That's good eating.
Get you a hi-ho.
Yeah, baby.
Go to town.
Keep away from the dogs.
My favorite crab currently is... currently.
Right
say
now,
that?
I'm really into this kind of crab.
At the moment.
Yeah.
It's the crab of the moment.
Capital Grill.
Really?
If you had that appetizer.
Their lump crab.
Yes.
Ooh. Pretty good.
There's no painting that stuff.
And then they have that like white sauce that goes with it.
Mm.
Yum, yum.
That's mayonnaise.
I'm not sure. I wonder when the first time I had crab was. When I was a kid, we had fried oysters.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved them.
No kidding.
Until I realized what they were.
What they were?
Until I saw them pre-fried. Oh, yeah. I loved fried oysters.
Wow. Now, Beaner's a big fan of raw
I wish
oysters.
I could. It
I
seems
know.
Cool.
And she chews them. And I'm like, no, honey, you're supposed to swallow them down. She goes, oh, well, you don't even taste
That's
them.
That's gross. I chew them, too.
Yeah, you can chew them for like a week. And
I tried them at a really fancy restaurant known for them.
Yep.
And I just, it's like.
Yeah. I like them baked
into
stuff.
A booger.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a big fan, but yeah. King crab legs, that's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, are those good.
And is there any better feeling than when you crack it just right
and you get that
pull it out
and you
have to show it off to everyone.
Look how much crab
I have.
Look
what you're not getting.
Look, where's the butter?
I'm sure the first time I had crab was at a Chinese buffet.
Chinese buffet.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at that long pause.
Are you mean like crab ragoon?
No, like they do crab legs sometimes at Chinese buffets.
I don't think it's crab ragoon.
I didn't know
what. Sounds kind of good though.
I've been to a lot.
Idiot.
Of, you know what they do? They do the snow crab.
Yeah,
we've talked
you gotta
about
eat
this. Oh, for
a
the
wheelbarrow.
Love of God.
I know.
The love
Maybe
of
that's
God.
Why I'm not that into crab.
Yeah,
because it's
too
like
much.
Oh, there's
it's
too
much
work.
Oh. Oh. You crack and you go nowhere.
If you get something you can even see.
I was going to say, look.
When was the last time you guys went to a buffet? Like a real one? It's been a while for me. And now I feel like that I've taken a step back. It would be hard to go back and have communal food with people. You know what I mean?
You and I went to that Chinese buffet downtown last year sometime.
Yeah, but that wasn't a real buffet. That was just like a little lunch buffet.
I took Phoebe and her friends after skating to a Golden Corral about 2 years ago.
Yep.
And
yep.
I hurt him. I did some damage.
Yeah. We did Christmas night. We did a Chinese buffet because that's all that's open.
Yeah.
And any Chinese restaurant, I didn't realize it. It's like right from the movie. They're slammed.
Yeah.
They are slammed. And we went to the one out in West County, and it was.
Which one? Hunan Star?
No.
The one at 270 in Manchester?
Nope. This one's at, I don't think that's there anymore.
Ooh, that's sad.
Is it? 270. I know 270 Manchester. That's where the. Casa Gallardo used to be, and
it was on the opposite side.
Yeah. No, this was in a little bit more up Manchester Road. It's in a little strip center there behind an Arby's, and even Arby's was closed.
Probably my favorite restaurant ever was the Silk Road. Did I ever take you there?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Oh, such good memories. It was down in the West End.
Yep.
The best food.
Mm-hmm.
And when I lived with my roommate, Ricky, and we would get drunk at night and then go there like for lunch.
Yep.
So good.
Yep.
That was the first place I saw one of those magic eye things where you stare at it and it turns into an airplane or something.
Oh.
God, those were the rage.
Pre-technology, I guess.
That's right.
Now we have iPhones.
Go home, play some Pong.
Go stare at this
call
poster.
It a night. Really? I was like,
you got to be a dick.
You got drunk at night and you went there at lunch. I'm like, man, how long were you drunk? It's just like, good grief.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We gotta check that poster out. We're about to crack the code.
And then we came home and made tender love.
Jeez.
Did you guys ever have I Spy books?
You know, oh, what just I'm with about? The big picture, and so it's kind of like Finding Waldo, or whatever.
Yeah, it's like that, but a little more lame. I loved those because it'd be like find the Jacks, and it'd be a room full of toys, and you had to.
But they're only good for one reading. Once you know where the Jacks are,
yeah. Well, Waldo's the same way.
Yeah, once you find them, come on.
He doesn't move around the page.
Come on, Waldo, keep moving.
Now that, do they have those? Do they have interactive Waldos?
They should. They should make an app. Oh my goodness! If the Where's Waldo people haven't already, make an app.
Let's make one. Let's do Where's Taliban.
Okay.
And we'll just keep moving him around. Really? We'll make him really easy to find.
And everybody responds, no one cares.
I don't want to find him, actually.
I don't really.
I like him, it like this.
Lose him better.
I could use someone smart, like a science type person for this question.
I'm here for you.
I was going to volunteer, but I thought he was eating red chicken, so.
I've heard this since I was a kid, but it came up again when this girl just pled guilty to shoving her friend off that bridge.
Yes.
Okay. And she belly flopped and she really hurt herself, mm-hmm. and it was, I think, 80 feet or something like that.
Yeah.
And said that it was, the water tension is the same as concrete.
Yes, I've heard that.
It can't be, because people high dive, like cliff dive.
Right.
From 100 feet, and they just go straight in, and they're fine.
But they don't go in flat. They go in like hands first.
But,
if you come,
but tension's tension. It's the same, you know. You jump from 100 feet onto concrete, you splat.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's, Because they'll tell you, like, if you jump from a really high bridge, people are trying to kill themselves. When they hit the water, it kills them. They don't drown. They hit the water and die. So there's got to be something to it.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't think it'd be a bunch of fun.
Right.
But I would think it'd have to be a really high bridge to kill you on impact.
Yeah. I mean, she's breaking something, but
What's the highest you've ever dove from? Were you like a high dive kid?
Yeah, I would do that.
Would you?
I was a high dive guy.
Like head first or a jumper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me trying to dive is not a pretty picture. No, it's like.
I can't imagine.
You talk about a belly flop. That was like splat. Yeah. So, I would just. My first time I did was Webster Groves. I went there. My older sister, she finally said, you should go off the high dive. And I'm like, I don't know. And I was, I don't know, 8. So we went all the way up. This thing was high. So I walked out there and I'm looking down I turn around to say no. And she pushed me. It's my sister. Love her. Bless her.
You remember it?
Oh, hell yeah. I remember it. Yeah. You know, luckily I came down kind of knees and feet, but
that's
not
how I felt. I've only been snow skiing one time. And went to Breckenridge and went straight to the top.
Of course you did.
Of not like a black, but a blue.
Right.
Is intermediate. And I don't like inclines. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with height, but like hills, like in Alton when I was a kid, I hated it. Mm-hmm. Like going to Schneider's to buy Red Goose shoes. I always felt like the car was going to roll down.
Yeah.
And I look down the incline and I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
No, there's no way. This is a lie. No one can do this.
Did you go down or did you take the lift back down?
Yeah. Remember, I thought it was like water skiing.
Oh.
Where it's like, I'll be up for 20 feet and I'll fall.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize that you can go. You just can't turn or stop.
Right.
And I went down. I swear to God, I had to be going 50 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And I hit one of those little trains of kindergartners and they scattered like bowling pins.
Nice.
True story.
Nice.
And I finally had to just dive. And I told the person I was with, I had my skis on my shoulder. I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. Yeah. That's it. I'm going to be down there drinking in that cottage.
Mm-hmm. I tried one time and where you snow plow, where you put the two skis.
Pizza and whatever.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'd start going down and they'd start going out. And then pretty soon they're going straight out. And I'm like, this is not going to end well.
So. I would try it again. I will never water ski again after I rip my groin in half.
Yeah, I can understand it. I can understand it.
My buddy Scott Rutledge, whose boat I was behind, is like, no, you just have to. I'm like, dude.
Get back on the horse, baby.
There's no chance.
Yeah.
Because there's no upside. Okay, let's say I try it again, and I get up, and I enjoy it.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yeah. It's not like you're going to start doing it every weekend.
Right.
Probably, so behind the
man, that hurt.
Behind the pontoon boat out there.
That was bad.
It hurts.
8 a.m, overcast.
Mm. Ouch.
They pulled the, and I knew right. Something was bad wrong. I thought my balls were 20 feet behind me. And,
that's bad.
And they were. Still attached. But Scott pulled up in the boat and he's like, oh man, you were so close. Let's try it again. And I'm bobbing. I'm bobbing him down. And I go, I'm real hurt.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh no, dude, you're fine. I'm like, nope, real hurt.
Yeah. help, help me.
That
help
was
me.
Right after I started on the show.
Was it?
Yeah, right after. And you kept trying to show people your bruise.
Oh, yes. Dude.
It's very true.
I was like, all right, DGS.
Thank God we were doing Facebook
no
Live
one would
at that point.
No one would believe it.
And he wore
no.
he wore like soft shorts, like yes. sweatpants, cotton, shorts yes. to work for 2 weeks.
And I do remember seeing the bruise, and it was yes. a Wallapalooza.
I rode my motorcycle back from Branson.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And I got back Sunday afternoon, and I texted Baze from Blue Tail. I said, dude, I need you. And he texted back and goes, hey, I'm with the family right now. And I texted back and said, everything between my belly button and knee is black. And he called back, dying laughing. Yeah. And he's like, I've got to hear this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is this the song we had to fight about?
Helen Wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, what did I call one of the...
I don't remember why we fought about this song, but we did.
Yeah.
It's great too. It was Best Songs...
How about a female?
With about, with a woman's name.
I love this song. This is a great song. It's got everything.
I'm real mixed about post-Beatles McCartney.
Mm.
A few of the tunes I really like.
Man, I like the Ram album. I like his first album. I like Band on the Run.
I'm like that. You know, my favorite is Harrison. I was never a giant George Harrison fan, but yeah. I like his post-Beatles stuff better than any of them.
Except I Got My Mind Set on You.
Except that one.
Not his song, but yeah, it's a remake, but he went to number one with it.
I love that song.
So do I. What a boom. And the video? Was that the video where they had all the mechanical?
Moving.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
You know what a punk Augie is? I love him, but he's terrified of the three-legged cat. And Moses, the puppy, is very aggressive because he's a puppy.
Sure.
And I get these bones from Menino's meat market. They're actual bones, and they just lose their mind over it. But typically, Moses wants his and Augie's.
Of course.
Sure.
So I gave each of them one last night, and Augie went to another room. Moses found him, took his bone.
God.
He went in. I gave him back. He went to another room. Moses found him, took his bone. So then there's this big wicker basket with dog toys in it.
Yeah.
Picture this. Augie took the bone, put his head into the basket, and chewed the bone there. He's chewing a bone with his head deep in the basket. And Moses was just looking at him like, really? Like, okay, dork.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
That is one. Damn, that's sad.
That is one. Yeah, he's got serious problems.
He's got to stand up for himself. And sooner or later,
it's awful.
You know, Moses is going to probably be big. Well, I don't know if it'll be bigger than him.
He'll
but it'll
be the same size.
Same size, yeah. We had the two dogs. We had Dave and Jake. And,
those are good names.
Yep. And both of them were mutts that we found and served, got from the pound or whatever. The one I found on the highway over in Illinois going to work one morning.
Really?
I was driving on 15 when I was working at WMRY at the Shrine, driving down the road at 4:30 in the morning.
He's hitchhiking?
Yes.
Coming back from a strip club?
Yep, pretty much. And he'd paid too much for Diet Cokes. And I saw like a spot in the middle of the road. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I stopped. It was two dogs. Like sleeping together on the yellow line in the middle of Highway 15. And they were probably kind of wild dogs because there's a ton of them over there. So I, like an idiot, put them in a box, brought them home, took them to the vet. The vet said they were like a week old.
Oh, my gosh.
And so a friend of mine took the other one. We took Dave, and he had, what do you get when you're out in the wild? Not lice. I can't remember. Something, but he had it. And then gave it to my other dog.
Yeah, mange?
Mange.
Oh, my gosh.
Had mange. So we had him dipped. Meanwhile, he had given the mange to Sam, our big golden. Then we had each of them dipped four times at like $40 a dip for a free dog.
Mm.
But anyway, then we got Jake. And Jake, this hopefully will help Augie somewhat. Jake is a puppy, and Dave is pretty old. And sometimes, but we probably waited too long. And Jake's just annoying the hell out of him, you know. Rah, 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 rah. And all of a sudden, we're sitting here like he's doing that here. Yep, 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 yep. And Dave just had it, man. He was sitting there and leaned out and grabbed his ear, took a chunk out of his ear.
Mm.
Until the day he died, man, there was a little curve in his ear where he just took a piece. And after that, you know, Jake left him alone. So
the other day, Moses was chewing on Augie. So I got down on all fours and I bit Moses. Like I just grabbed his scruff of his neck with my mouth and shook him.
Right.
And
that's normal.
Yeah. And Nick goes, okay, I just had my moment like when Grandpa Glover crawled into the corn maze.
Right.
Yeah. It was just, he's like, okay, well, that just happened. Good.
There's a lot wrong there because
really?
You bit the dog, which, okay, fine. But then you were doing it because the other dog wouldn't do it. You have to step in and do it for Augie.
Yeah.
You can't teach an old dog new tricks.
No.
He's not going to just suddenly start becoming an alpha.
He needed bit.
Sometimes you just need bit.
And I was just the guy to do it.
And Augie wasn't going to do it, that's for sure. Really?
It would have been funny if Nick would have jumped down and bit me.
I was going to say, everybody's biting everybody in this house.
Do you see that we're number 19 in happiest nations?
Yeah, I saw that.
And we're dropping.
Yeah.
Finland, Denmark, friggin'.
Yep. Those blonde
Nordics, man.
Yeah, they just do what they want.
I think they have like 80-90% tax,
mm-hmm.
and no one's rich. Everyone gets free education. Everyone has a job.
Everything's paid for.
You work like 6 hours a day.
Yep. You get a month vacation and all that. Like we had talked about when you came up with your hypothetical that most people that didn't realize was a hypothetical.
Right.
But I still wouldn't. I don't like that. I want to do what I want to do and earn what I want to earn.
Yeah, I wonder if people in Finland who are like you just leave.
Yeah, because, you know, once you get to that point, if you work any harder, it's not really going to do you any good. Or can you even work any harder?
I just wonder if they even have that spirit because we were born in America and that's the American dream. But if you haven't been indoctrinated with that,
movies. So many of our movies are about pulling yourself up by the
poop.
I wonder if there are movies over there just like,
Finland,
dude,
yeah.
Have a hot dog.
Yeah. Free medical. Oh, good.
Yeah, they're all gorgeous and 6 feet tall and not working. Okay, I get it.
No wonder they're gorgeous.
They're number one.
They got free medical care.
But number 19.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Rach, what did you have? Did you have some questions?
Oh, yeah. No, I just had something I saw on Reddit earlier today. Someone asked, what's something from your childhood that will seem strange to future generations? And most of it was technology stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting. Like smoking sections was one. I barely remember smoking sections as a kid. It had kind of been eradicated. But I remember it in restaurants for sure. But the fact that there was a smoking section on planes. And
I definitely remember when there was nothing but smoking sections. And then I remember the non-smoking sections.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really just evolved. But so many restaurants.
They were right next to each other.
They're right next to each other.
You're sitting like a foot away. That's the no-smoking section. The guy's a foot away. He's 12 inches away.
It just goes to show you, you don't know what you don't know. These days, if I was eating and someone lit a cigarette, I don't know if I could keep eating.
I'm agreed.
But as a kid, I never ate a meal when there wasn't smoking.
Same here. Everybody in my family smoked. Everybody. Well, everybody smoked, period, across. I told you, when I was young, living in Webster Groves, and we'd go to a doctor, it was in his house. And we'd go over to his house.
That didn't sound right.
Well, and it
was his first name doctor?
Let me see on this. And he would walk in smoking a cigarette. Hey, Mr. Close, how are you today? And I'm like, I didn't know. And my parents and both my sisters.
Bend over, son.
Yep. Fern used to smoke. I mean, studios, radio stations, there'd be 10 cigarettes going. Airplanes, you're just recycling that cigarette smoke.
Boy, I bet the studio was rank.
Oh, but I didn't. But again, I didn't even notice it. I didn't. Yeah. I lived a couple of my roommates. I had smoked cigarettes. Didn't even think twice about it.
Yeah,
you know.
Another one on the list that I loved was computer rooms, which is not a thing anymore.
Oh,
but that was that was the spot. Was the family desktop computer with the dial-up internet, and you get off the internet. I need to make a phone call. That's just crazy now.
Yep. Well, go way back. Party lines.
Mm-hmm.
Phones. I mean, I remember my old man hated talking to people. He sold cars for a living, but when he was home, he didn't want to talk. And I remember he complained about his phone bill was $6. $6 a month, and it was, you know, one of those that sat on the wall, dial, one line that was a party line. And you, have you ever worked a party line, Rach?
But I know what they are.
Yeah, you pick it up. If you hear somebody talking.
You hang it up.
Yeah, you hang it up. Or if you wait too long, they'll go, I'm on the phone and go, sorry. And you never knew who your party line was.
Oh.
Never knew who it was.
Wow.
Nope. They would never, unless.
No secrets on the party line.
Yeah,
I
unless
guess.
They gave out information. But
God, there had to be so much spying.
Oh, but it's, you know, I never knew who it was. And then the cord was like 85 miles long and like my sister would go into a room and get off the phone.
Yeah, that's another thing on the list. Phones with a 50-foot cord so you can take it to the next room. I mean, people don't even have. Dave, do you even have a landline phone? I don't have one at my apartment.
Yeah.
You don't either?
I think most people have them. If they have like alarm systems, they can hook them up through a landline.
And cables right behind landlines.
Oh, yeah.
So many people. I'm next.
Yeah.
I still have it. I have direct out of the cabin.
Right.
I think I'm going to get rid of both of them.
I cut back. I'm a Netflix guy.
And yeah, me too.
I think I told you I bought two of the high-def TV antennas, $10.
Man, you and it works?
Like a charm.
Really?
High-def. And it was like 40 channels. I don't even know where these channels are coming from, but they popped up. And it's, they're nice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.